The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. This Wednesday, June 7th, 2017, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. I'm the regular host of Road Warrior Radio here exclusively on Republic Broadcasting Network. And sitting in today, filling in big shoes to fill, especially on the eve of the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty attack, the false flag event that will forever live in infamy. And it is an event that I would say characterizes the contrived, fomented conflict between the elements of what Albert Pike intimated in his allegedly spurious letter to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871 as the forces of political Zionism, most notably represented in the thing, the modern geopolitical contrivance, as I would call it, known as Israel, which is not synonymous with the biblical Israel, I would add. So the forces of and elements of political Zionism collided against what is known as political Islam, which should not in the same fashion be confused with Orthodox Islam, broader Islam, etc. And that's a point that we, I think, miss in America. It's lost on us because the mainstream press somewhat intentionally at some level occludes and obfuscates that point. And that's a sad reality because we should be aware of the fact that in the same sense that political Zionism is not synonymous with Orthodox Judaism, and thus support of political Zionism does not equate to a Christian burden or doctrine, if you will, in the same sense to be outraged at radical Islam, but to know what it is and to identify the needle in the haystack is far different than to blanket generalize and vilify broader Islam. That only creates enemies. There have been experts throughout history that have told us that, and that's a lesson that would be well observed at this point, because now we're embarking down a dangerous path. Anyway, we'll talk about some of the day's news and events, and maybe take a deep dive or two on a couple of subjects. That might be one of them. And so let's get started, shall we? There are always a number of interesting stories on the Republic Broadcasting websites that are worth reading. I mentioned a few of them on today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. There are a couple of more that I would mention. Recent additions, the story headline, Saudi Arabia gives Qatar 24-hour ultimatum as analysts warn of military confrontation. this is an interesting story from Zero Hedge, and that will undoubtedly foment tensions in the region, and that's part of a broader plan, broader concern. Qatar, of course, has been instrumental in facilitating the proliferation of political Islam and the outgrowths of the Mujahideen, Taliban, and Al-Qaeda for decades now. And so it'll be interesting to see how that development plays out. And there are those of us, like myself, who hold out a modicum of cautious optimism for the Trump administration, because it's hard to imagine that the Donald Trump on the campaign trail, who is bringing in all of these, sure, they're not establishment types per se as far as the Washington political machine is concerned. However, when you have more wealthy people, billionaires in particular, Goldman Sachs types, military types, generals who have fresh off the battlefield and have not waited the usual requisite number of years to serve in public office, off the battlefield, away from the battlefield, those things start to raise concerns, particularly so when we look at the fact that the Trump administration has picked up and carried on right where the Obama administration left off when it furthered the Bush administration's specious war on terror. So those kinds of things raise concerns. And Donald Trump meeting with folks in the Middle East raises concerns and eyebrows. So this conflict between political Zionism and political Islam is perhaps best represented in the modern geopolitical contrivance known as Israel, representing political Zionism, and Saudi Arabia, representing political Islam. Former CIA agent, officer Robert David Steele has talked about that, and he wants to break the Israeli-Saudi machine, corruption machine. That's interesting. Maybe we'll touch on that some more. But those two sides of the same contrived conflict, two sides of the same coin, are really kind of at the top of the headlines every day. This story from Zero Hedge, Saudi Arabia giving Qatar 24-hour ultimatum as analysts warn of military confrontation, is an example of that. And of course, tomorrow's 50th anniversary of the false flag attack on the USS Liberty is the other side of that coin. So those are interesting stories. Another interesting post that you'll find on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org right now, is the video, cop arrests attorney for instructing client not to talk to police. That's very interesting and disturbing video for those interested. Very provocative. So there are a lot of strange things going on, a lot of what I would call nonsense happening lately. It seems that in the Trump administration, the news cycle is compressed constantly. It's redoubled almost exponentially these days. But there are lots of examples of nonsense. Some, even today, the Fast and Furious revelations, the new Fast and Furious revelations, those breaking in the last day or so, that's very disturbing. And essentially, it's worse than we thought. The Obama administration, not surprisingly, being very deceptive, particularly in the handling of Border Patrol Officer Brian Terry, his death, and getting that information out to Terry's family. Terry's death exposed Operation Fast and Furious, a BATF operation in which federal government the federal government, Obama administration, essentially allowed criminals to buy guns in Phoenix area shops with the intention of tracking them as they were transported into Mexico. And this is one of those classic failures, or was it? It kind of reminds one, at least me, of articles like Robin Cook's article over at The Guardian, published 12 years ago. The article titled, "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means." I refer to that article often as people will let me, really. And it's interesting. It's the same issue. And we know the FBI is notorious for hiring felons or granting clemency to the otherwise would-be felons in an effort to use them as informants and for other nefarious purposes. But the problem is, when you're using a criminal to try to apprehend folks or to gain testimony or admissions of things, typically that criminality bleeds into those would-be investigation and law enforcement efforts. That's no surprise. But somehow that comes as a surprise, apparently, to the federal government and these agencies. So, in Robin Cook's article, published in the Guardian back on July 8th, 2005, the day after the London 7/7 bombings, it was a brilliant article. Again, it's titled, "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means," and Cook was absolutely right. By the way, it's no small point to note that I believe this was the article that ultimately got Robin Cook killed. He was, after this article was published, he was dead less than a month later. A 50-something, healthy, what I would call James Bond sort of guy. But in the article, in the same fast and furious gun-running sort of fashion, we're going to track him, and Robin Cook wrote this, "Bin Laden," and this gets to my previous point about how the two sides of this contrived conflict are manufactured, fomented, etc. "Bin Laden," Cook wrote, "was, though a product of monumental miscalculation," or was he, "by Western security agencies," I would say ostensibly so, "throughout the 80s, and hopefully this is common knowledge by now, because this was known before September 11, 2001. Throughout the 80s, he, Bin Laden, was armed by the CIA, that was Operation Cyclone, you'll recall, and funded by the Saudis to wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. And remember, according to Zbigniew Brzezinski, who just passed away a couple of Fridays ago, we essentially drew the Russians into what he called the Afghan trap to give them their Vietnam War. And if you talk to folks from that generation, adults in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or older, they will recall hearing that soundbite, giving the Soviets their Vietnam War. You can actually talk to folks in their 60s and 70s, maybe even into their 50s or older these days, and say, back in the 70s and 80s, we heard that we were giving the Soviets their what? And Afghanistan was giving the Soviets their what? And they'll complete the sentence, because it was one of those continuity of propaganda and narrative sound bites that stuck in people's minds. We're giving the Soviets their Vietnam War. So Brzezinski said essentially that we created both sides of this conflict with Afghanistan, creating the Mujahideen, drawing in the Soviets, and Robin Cook wrote about it in his Guardian article back in 2005. But he writes, "Throughout the 80s, Bin Laden was armed by the CIA and funded by the Saudis to wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan." And remember, Bin Laden was a Saudi. So the rhetorical question still persists. What did the Afghanis have to do, what did Afghanistan have to do with 9/11 any more than the Saudis? And specifically, that wasn't instigated by the what were referred to as the Western security agencies. Why aren't we asking that question? But I digress. So Bin Laden was armed by the CIA and funded by the Saudis to wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda, literally the database, was originally the computer file of the thousands of mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA to defeat the Russians. But here is the catch-22. Inexplicably and with disastrous consequences, it never appears to have occurred to Washington that once Russia was out of the way, bin Laden's organization will turn its attention to the West. And as I usually point out, it's not hard to imagine that would happen when you think about how this situation was orchestrated. Going back to that notorious interview, Brzezinski speaking to the French magazine Le Nouvel Observateur, talking about how we as the United States military-industrial complex and the security agencies essentially orchestrated both sides of the conflict, drawing the Russians in, creating the Mujahideen. And by the way, the CIA recruited the folks that I mentioned previously. The Saudis didn't just provide funding, they also provide the ideology, which you can find on this the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry, specifically the section under views on extremism. This should be common knowledge in every hamlet in America, but unfortunately it's not. And it's all public information. It's all out there. You would think this information would be the predominant theme in mainstream media so that we stop sending our loved ones, our sons, our daughters, etc., to fight and die for a failed cause in alliance to or in service to, I would say, conscription to a rogue political regime masquerading as the American government. And that's unfortunate. That shouldn't be happening. This is why we see an epidemic, I believe, of suicides in the military, because people are disillusioned. I've actually heard this, and I'll tell this one story as a brief aside. I've actually heard, I was asked a question, almost a year ago now, I think, about a young person enlisting. A family asked me, what do you think? Should junior enlist? And I said what I usually say. I would suggest that you both print off a copy of the Congressional Research Service report, RL33627, titled NATO in Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. Go back to the October 23rd, 2008 edition, specifically, print off a copy. It's only 35 pages or so, about 30 pages. Print off separate copies, go away and read that, mark it up, maybe read it a couple of times, and then come back and compare notes, and then see if you want to. If you read it literally, you will be astonished. These words are shocking. From the summary, the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, just take it literally at face value, because remember, Defense Secretary Gates said, in effect, the same thing. He used the same words, the same verbiage, political will and military capabilities, in his exit speech back in 2010, I believe. But from the summary, it says the mission, yes, what is the mission of NATO in Afghanistan? To spread freedom and democracy, to fight radical Islam, to the mission of the, and this is according to a Congressional Research Service report, the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. Well, that's shocking. If we take it literally, it's just a test. It's a field exercise of NATO's political will and military capabilities. And again, Defense Secretary Gates echoed those words. So what's the purpose of the mission? Purpose of the mission, the summary states, is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. That's part of the test. Astonishing. This is not fighting for freedom and democracy. This is not combating the threats of radical Islam or any such thing. It's a field exercise. And there's much more to the delusionment. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Interesting stuff. So let's back out. Let's not get too far down this rabbit hole and back out real quick. So the story, speaking of military service, and don't get me wrong, I love my country. Patriotism is great, but patriotism, I think, speaking of patriotism in this context, the words of Edward Abbey are apropos, a patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. So we need to be able to make a distinction, I think, and not fall prey to that old aphorism that is attributed to Sinclair Lewis, I think, but it's misattributed. When fascism comes to America, it'll be wrapped in a flag carrying a cross. Careful that we don't fall prey to that. So, I was asked a question. What do you think about Junior enlisting in the military? And I said, what I always say, go print a copy of CRS report RL33627, the October 23rd, 2008 edition in particular, and just go through it. Take it literally. Read it a couple of times separately. Then compare notes, you and Junior, and see what you think. See if that doesn't strip away some of the mystical allure, if you will, of military service. Because there is an epidemic of suicides. And there are bigger problems. You know, I've mentioned, for example, the Democracy Now! Interview of Matthew Cole in January of this year based on his Intercept article titled The Crimes of SEAL Team 6. And there are two parts. The second part of the Democracy Now! Interview was titled Intercept Exposé on How SEAL Team 6 Killed Osama Bin Laden, Canoeing and Other Atrocities. And it's grotesque, but I've watched Rob O'Neill. They always bill him as the guy who shot Bin Laden. And I think it's laughable that the Seth Rich story comes down moments after it's published on Fox News a few weeks ago. But that that story about Bin Laden is still up, never been retracted yet. The headline is Report. Bin Laden already dead. That was December 26, 2001. That story's still up. Yet you try to go to the Seth Rich story that Fox News published as a result of Rod Wheeler's appearance on Hannity's broadcast, and it's gone. Page doesn't exist. It was pulled. Funny that. So, Rob O'Neill is the guy billed as shooting Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden, and he recently was asked by Eric Bolling on, I think, Fox News, The Specialists, about this double tap practice by the SEALs. And O'Neill gleefully discussed it, but he didn't talk about it in the kinds of terms that Matthew Cole's article points out. And so there are deeper problems. I'll let the listener research that on your own, but there are more troubling issues. That's kind of an indication of deeper issues. But I'll get to the answer. We'll move on. We'll talk about some of the day's events, including the Senate intelligence hearings today. Did anything come of that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Come to me, always on the run. Destiny, always our rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hand. Behind the gun, I'll make my final stand. Yeah, and that's why they call me.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's National Intel Report, this Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. Once again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting, sitting in for John Stadmiller. And just to finish that story real quick, and we'll go to the phones. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I think it's interesting, just as a quick point of note, today's Senate Intelligence Committee hearings were supposed to be concerning Section 702 of FISA. And, of course, that blew up into other things, but DNI Coates, acting FBI Director McCabe, Admiral Rogers, Director of National Security Agency, and Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein were the intelligence committee or intelligence community officials testifying. It really didn't amount to much, in my opinion. CNN has a page titled "Highlights from the Senate Intelligence Committee Hearing," and as you would expect, the marquee highlight is titled "Coates Won't Answer Trump-Russia Question," which is disingenuous, to be fair or to be kind, but that's interesting. I also think it's interesting that Andrew McCabe is the acting director of the FBI, as it's my understanding that he's currently under investigation. You know, Senator Chuck Grassley just announced another investigation into Hillary Clinton's corrupt dealings. But Grassley's kind of the watchdog, I think, for the American people, in my opinion, these days. He's kind of a pointer. It's interesting to see what he's looking at from day to day, or the letters that his office is releasing. And it wasn't long ago, back in March, in fact, that Grassley sent, I think, two letters to then-FBI Director Comey concerning Andrew McCabe and his apparent lack of recusal when it came to the investigation of Hillary Clinton. So it's interesting. Now there's another investigation, but there are some very fishy, kind of murky details. Andrew McCabe, his wife Joan McCabe, was encouraged to, 5 days after the announcement of the Clinton investigation was made public, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe apparently courted Andrew McCabe, then Deputy Director of the FBI, second in command, his wife Joan McCabe, for a state senate, a Virginia state senate seat. And allegedly McAuliffe even sort of orchestrated $700,000 in campaign contributions. And McAuliffe himself is the subject of FBI investigation for, you guessed it, improper campaign finance dealings, potential campaign finance fraud, which is interesting because you know, that's precisely what seems to have happened in the case of Andrew McCabe's wife, Dr. Joan McCabe, in her failed bid for a Virginia State Senate seat. So all of these folks are under investigation. Andrew McCabe, Hillary Clinton now, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, even though he was a Bilderberg, 2017 Bilderberg participant. I guess that doesn't matter, right? It's only when you buck the system, like a John Edwards or a Mark Sanford, that you suddenly find yourself disgraced in these permanent sorts of fashions of you know, marital infidelity or pedophilia. The real pedophilia ring is never exposed, and when it is by folks like Ben Swan, then suddenly where did Ben Swan go? You know, one of the last great pieces that Ben did was the Pizzagate revelation. In about 5 minutes, Ben Swan did a great job of breaking it down, and suddenly Ben Swan just kind of evaporated into thin air. What happened? The 1993 documentary Conspiracy of Silence is still silent, never aired. It was, I think, it was supposed to air on what, the Discovery Channel, and was pulled days or weeks, maybe at the most, I think days before it was supposed to air. And the crew that came over from the other side of the pond to do the research for the documentary Conspiracy of Silence started in Omaha, Nebraska, and suddenly found themselves in Washington, D.C. If you're not familiar with the story, that's shocking. So as Aesop put it, you know, we hang the petty thieves and appoint the great ones to public office. This is not a new issue. Anyway, to finish the story and to go to the phones, I was talking about what I say when I'm asked, and I was asked not long ago, what do you think about junior enlisting in the military? And this goes for commissioned ranks as well. I said, I always say, print RL-33627, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance, the Congressional Research Service report, the October 23rd, 2008 edition in particular. Read it, compare notes, and then if you're okay with it, and there are other things, obviously. What is happening is not good. I mean, watch General Wesley Clark's intimation 10 years ago, speech that he made about his book at the Commonwealth Club that Fora TV carried. Everyone points to the Democracy Now! Interview that he gave in, I think, March of 2007, but it was actually the October 3rd, 2007 speech that he gave at the Commonwealth Club, and Fora TV carried that. That's the one you want to look at. And Fora TV published an excerpt of that a couple of days after that you can still find on YouTube. And it's titled Wes Clark, America's Foreign Policy Coup. That's 8 minutes and 14 seconds. We should play that and Trevor Aronson's TED Talk over and over and drill that into the minds of the people. So when I'm asked about military conscription, I would say, that's the way Smelly Butler put it, I say print off this report and then see what you think. Start investigating. Start learning. Get away from the fanciful, mystical allure. Talk to some folks that come back with PTSD. Ask them if what they were doing was what they were led to believe they would be doing before they went. Now, what was interesting about this particular conversation, and I mentioned in the first segment of this broadcast that from the summary of the Congressional Research Service report, and again, this is a report by Congress for Congress. This is not a conspiracy theory website, which obviously is a pejorative invented by the CIA to throw people off the trail. But it says in the summary, the mission of NATO in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. That soundbite has since been softened in subsequent editions of the report. But the point and the context remain, particularly if you read through. That's just in the summary, but if you read through the entirety of the report, and again, it's only about 30 pages long, you'll get that point. The mission of NATO in Afghanistan is, in fact, a test. It's just a field exercise to test the alliance's political will and military capabilities, and the purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. It is nation building, stability operations, sadly. What precedes stability operations? Look what's happening around that region and now beyond, which is why NATO is being groomed. You see on the news shows now, 10 years later, that's what they're saying. So is NATO, should NATO handle these problems? Is NATO the right, is the ISAF, the International Security Assistance Force, the kind of tip of the NATO spear? Are these the people that should be trying to address these problems? That's why NATO is groomed. The purpose of the mission is nation building. It's the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. sadly. And so we need to remind ourselves of that and not lose sight of that. I forget how one person, who was it that said NATO exists to address the problems that it creates? I forget who it was that said that. But it's a valid observation, to be sure. So what was provocative about this conversation, just getting back to that, was that the people asking, I think, answered their own questions. Like I said about delusion or disillusionment, I would say specifically, in this particular conversation, I heard, it's always this, it's always the appeal to avarice and greed and patriotism, these other specious motives. It's not defending God and country, so to speak, and family. To hear Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch talk about the fact that we're defending ourselves in Syria or Iraq is ludicrous from any standpoint, at any level. So to hear people ask and then to say in the conversation, as was had in my case, to hear someone say, but this is a great program for Junior. It's a nuke program. Junior can get in and make lots of money in the military and then have the skill set, get out and make lots more money on the outside. That's not a reason to be conscripted to a rogue political regime, in my opinion, not a legitimate and righteous reason. And what was interesting in this case was that I asked if they knew anyone that had gone through the program or and they actually offered a story of another young person who had gone through the same program, was about 6 months into it and already disillusioned, was already making efforts to get out of that program, which I kind of shook my head at and said, doesn't that tell you anything? So we need to wise up in America these days. Anyway, that's that story. We'll get back to other news, but let's go to the phones real quick and grab Tony in Puerto Rico. Tony, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I'll be okay. My question is this: the Koreas. You think the Koreas will be united? And if they become united, you think that's going to be a shift in the balance of power for or against China? That's my question. Thank you.
I don't think the Koreas will be united. The world is not. We're in a cauldron of chaos. And again, you know, back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, I mean, that has to do with other political intrigue. But no, I don't think that the Koreas will be united, because it doesn't serve the purpose of chaos. What we're seeing right now is a chaos that is spreading like a fog across the world, and that's not by accident.
But let's just assume, God willing, they do become mm-hmm. united, God willing.
Mm-hmm.
Will
yes.
there be a shift in the balance of power in the region for or against China? That's my question.
Well, first of all, it's kind of a hypothetical question.
Very hypothetical, I understand.
And whether or not North and South Korea are united, the plan, I mean, you go back to the Global Trends reports, for example, that the National Intelligence Council, the NIC, has put out for the last, I think, 25 or 30 years. Every few years they put out these reports, and they've been saying exactly what, speaking of Brzezinski and other figures, have been saying for the last 40 or 50 years. It's basically, yes, China is coming up, India is coming up in on the world geopolitical, on the geopolitical stage, and America is
being
brought
down. They're here already. They're here
Pardon?
Already. They're already here.
Right,
I mean, but they both have nuclear weapons. You know, their economy is doing well.
Well, yes and no. China, you know, there are mixed reports as far as China is concerned, and we're not getting an accurate picture of that by most mainstream accounts. It's very polarized, I would say. You know, some accounts make China seem like they're doing very well, while other accounts, you look at what Angus Deaton said recently. I mentioned that on my broadcast, for example. Yeah. The Nobel economist Angus Deaton, who said in an interview back in December of 2016 that 77% of, and he was pointing to the study by Citi and Oxford University, that 77% of all jobs in China are at risk of automation. And that's already happening. You know, iPhone City, Donald Trump talking about he wants iPhones made here. Foxconn's already replaced virtually all of their jobs, and those they haven't, they're planning to replace. So it's a mixed bag. Still, China's role is on the rise. India's role is on the rise. America's supposed to be brought down to kind of second world status.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back. final segment of the first hour of the National Intel Report. We're on the phones. We have Tony in Puerto Rico on the line. And Tony, if I understand your questions right, first question, will North Korea and South Korea be reunited? And basically, if so, in my paraphrasing of your question, how will that affect China's role on the world stage? And as I said, I don't see that happening anytime soon, the reunification of North Korea and South Korea. Just kind of on a big picture scale, macro scale, because of the chaos the world is being plunged into by design, without getting into specifics. But the point of saying that is, regardless of the reunification, China's role is being increased. You know, after World War II, the idea, one of the central tenets of what I call old school bad guys out of World War II was to make sure that there was not another Germany. No country could be self-sufficient. So now we have things manufactured in pieces all around the world and assembled in different places so that no country can be what is pejoratively referred to as isolationist these days, or self-sufficient. So, according, again, to the NIC global trends reports that have been coming out for decades now, this is something that old school bad guys planned, and the NIC and other bodies like Rand and Brookings, etc., have echoed, obviously. They're parroting what their masters tell them. But China's role is to be increased. America's role is to be decreased. We're all going to be brought to what they call parity. So that's what I see, and that will happen for China regardless of the reunification of North and South Korea. So hopefully that makes sense. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Mark in Georgia. Mark, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Okay. So, okay, speaker phones off. Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, I guess you know tomorrow's the 50th anniversary of the... Oh, well, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to just kill 34. We meant to kill everyone and actually make that the fuse that lights off the explosive charge of... it was only a six-day war because they couldn't make it a six-year war or a 600-year war. Thank God they didn't succeed. And the thing we need to be clear, I guess I need to do a follow-up with News with Views. Not that I intend... They have good people there, and there are people who have discreetly agreed with me, but, you know, I can understand that they don't want to publicly make us think about it. But the thing is, we need to be careful about the accusations, the broad brushing that all Muslims this and all Muslims that, and I'm like, excuse me, but, you know, I'm not going to broad brush all the Wahhabist sect, but it is the British that funded that. And
absolutely.
The Saudi, no, and I'm saying that there are criminals in the Saudi government.
We're at the end of this hour. We're at the end of the hour. Let's continue this discussion at the beginning of the second hour, because you're absolutely right. Goes back to before the American Revolution. Stick around, folks. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up right after this short break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.